Hello?
Hello, this is Pat Linden.
Hi, this is Roger Nelson.
Hello, Roger. You're the first person that I've heard come on.
Oh, really? Well, 12 o'clock, call the meeting to order.
I've got no vote.
Oh, well.
I'm just a hanger on.
Well, nothing wrong with that either.
Who do you represent, Roger?
Valley Mud, too.
Okay. I'm the legal counsel for Southmost, involved in setting it up and whatnot.
Oh, yes, I've heard your voice many times, so.
I've done some legal work for Valley Mud starting in 1979.
Yep, that's true. Been a long time ago, but.
Yeah, a fellow named Bill Spangler was the manager at that time.
Oh. Yeah, I took a little bit before my time. Yeah, we have, as our legal counsel has been the Cunningham family since I've been
right on
the board. Yep.
So. Yeah, we always just served as special counsel.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you and I going to have to hold the meeting or not?
Well, I don't know what's going on. They're usually pretty prompt.
Yeah, true. Has it been in the past, anyway? I don't know.
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes, this is Pat Lindner. I can hear you.
Sorry about that. I had to try several times to get on. I'm not sure exactly what was going on. Sorry, I'm a little late.
Better late than never.
Yeah. I was actually thinking we were having another failed attempt, but I guess it was just user error. Yeah. All right, John, are we ready to go?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you so much. Again, my apologies for the delay. All right, do we have a forum?
No,
I got myself,
no,
Jude Benavides.
I'm just calling in.
Okay, Jude Benavides, thank you. We just got started because I just dialed in myself. So this is Jude Benavides, chairperson for SRWA. Other board members, please speak up.
Roger Nelson.
Roger Nelson. Great, thank you. I'm sorry, please speak again.
Polo Narvaez, Mayor.
All right. Great. Thank you very much. Anyone else? Okay. Then we do have a quorum, so I'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. It is, I'm sorry, was someone speaking? All right. We'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. It's 12:04. Actually, just turned 12:05. We do have a confirmation of quorum. Any public comments?
No public comments.
Getting some feedback. No public comments, that was?
No public comments.
All right. Thank you, John. I will go ahead and get us started on the open meeting. Item 1, consideration and possible action on approval of the May 4th, 2020 board meeting minutes. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes? All right, I have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item 1 is passed, and the notes are approved. Item number 2, consideration of possible action approval of the May 18th special board meeting minutes. Do I have a motion to approve?
So I have second.
I have a first and a second.
And a second.
All right. Any further discussion? None heard. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Item number two is passed, and the notes from May 18th are approved. Item number three, General Manager's Report. John, go ahead and take us away.
Mr. President, members of the board, we'll start off with the operations report. It'll be Jose Garza present that, followed by the financial report with Tricia Ayers. Jose?
Yes, sir. Good morning. Good morning, Mr. President, members of the board. This is Jose Armando Garza, and I will be presenting the production and distribution report for the month ended April 30th, 2020. We're going to start on tab number two of your board binder. Starting on column C, that's our year-to-date production, and that number is at 1,596.813 million gallons for a daily average of 7.497 million gallons per day. Going over to column F, that's the total amount of water distributed to the BPUB, and that's at 1,483.445 million gallons for a daily average of 6.965 million gallons per day. On column G, we have the water distributed to the Valley Mine number 2, and that's at 41.476 million gallons for a daily average of 0.195 million gallons per day. The next column, column H, that's the water distributed to the city of Los Fresnos, and that's at 35.166 million gallons for a daily average of 0.165 million gallons per day. On column I, we have the credit to BND, and that's 33.532 million gallons for a daily average of 0.157 million gallons per day. Under column J, that's the allocation for Indian Lake, and that's at 3.194 million gallons for a daily average of 0.015 million gallons per day. In that same page, we have the true-up estimate. And currently, BPUB is under by 0.16 million gallons. Valley Mud is over by 1.396 million gallons. And Los Fresnos is under by 1.24 million gallons. Are there any questions? Okay, we go to the next page. We have the production and distribution costs for the month of April. And we're going to go to the third column from the left. That's the total production for the month of April, and that's at 221.363 million gallons for a daily average of 7.379 million gallons per day. To the far right, we have the water distributed during April, and that was at 218.248 million gallons for an average of 7.275 million gallons per day. Below that, we have the chemical consumption costs. For April, on chemicals, we spent $50,680.19. And the electrical costs were $86,594.36. The following page, this is where staff records the shutdowns during the month. And for the month of April, we had one shutdown. And it was a scheduled shutdown to allow the contractor to do the chemical feed line connections to the new chlorine dioxide building. That concludes my report. Are there any questions? Thank you.
Okay, the financial report, Tricia Ayers.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Mr. President and members of the board. I'm Tricia Ayers. I'll be presenting the financial performance report as of April 30th. April is our seventh month of the fiscal year. Beginning on page Page 6 are operating revenues and expenses. Line 3 are total operating revenues, consisting of the assessments. Fiscal year to date, $4,024,662. Operating expenses consist of personnel services, $339,922. Materials and supplies, $344,549. Repairs and maintenance, $43,520. Contractual and other services, $741,397. The depreciation expense of $750,919. Gives us a total operating expenses of $2,226,307. Subtracting from our total operating revenues, and we have an operating income of $1,800,355. On page 7, our non-operating revenues and expenses. If you look at line 17, our net non-operating expenses for the year to date are $399,290. And subtracting that from our operating income from the previous page, we have a change in net position for the year of $1,401,65. Adding that to our beginning of the year net position and our ending balance, $18,479,85. The following two pages list out our expense accounts by category. So as you think in fiscal year 2020 approved budget, the month and the year-to-date budget to actual, and the remaining budget balances. And this is provided for your information and review. And that concludes my report. Are there any questions?
Thank you for that report. Are there any questions from the board members?
No.
No questions.
Okay. I have none. All right. Thank you very much, folks, for item number 3, for both the operational financial report. Moving on to item number 4, consideration and possible action to approve BID bid award, for the SRWA High Service Pump number 7 project. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of the board. My name is Alfredo Resendez. I'm the acting water wastewater engineering manager. Hold on, let me get to the board item. Sorry.
No problem. Take your time.
Okay. On May 14, 2020, the BPUB purchasing department opened bids for SRWA high service pump number 7, project bid number B004-2. 20. The invitation to bid was advertised in the Brownsville Herald on April 19th and 26th, 2020, posted on BPUB's webpage and emailed to 11 vendors. A total of 4 vendors responded as follows. United Water Services, LLC, with a total bid of $325,996. Ferguson Service Systems, LLC, with a total bid of $378,000. Associated Construction Partners with a total bid of $397,000. Peterson Construction with a total bid of $493,000. And the engineer's opinion of probable construction cost was $577,500. The overall low bidder for this project is United Water Services, LLC from Harlingen, with a construction bid of $325,996. BPUB staff recommends board approval of bid award for the SRWA High Service Pump number 7 project to the qualified low bidder, United Water Services, LLC of Harlingen, Texas, for a total amount not to exceed $325,996.
Okay, thank you for that. We have item, sorry, my screen just went away and my, we have item number 4 is an action item. Do I have a motion to approve as recommended by staff?
You have a motion, it's approved.
Yep. I have a first.
And a second.
And a second. Any further discussion?
None heard. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Item number four passes. The bid award is approved as recommended by staff. Item number four passes. And the bid award for the high service pump number seven. Moving on to item number five, consideration and possible action to approve bid award for the SRWA water plant calcium chloride chemical bulk storage facilities project. That's a mouthful. The SRWA water plant calcium chloride chemical bulk storage facilities project. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Once again, this is Alfredo Resendez. On May 4, 2020, the Brownsville Public Utilities Board Purchasing Department opened bids for SRWA water plant calcium chloride chemical bulk storage facilities project, bid number B022-20. The invitation to bid was advertised in the Brownsville Herald on April 12 and 19, 2020, posted on BPUV's webpage and emailed to 11 vendors. A total of two vendors responded as follows. Ferguson Service Systems, Inc., with total base bid of $319,600. RGV Industrial Machine Shop and Pump, LLC, with a total base bid of $386,594. The engineer's construction cost estimate is $303,189. The overall low bidder for this project is Ferguson Service System, LLC, from Rancho Viejo, with a construction bid of $319,600. SRWA staff recommends board approval of bid award for the SRWA water plant calcium chloride chemical bulk storage facilities project to a qualified low bidder, Ferguson Service Systems, LLC of Rancho Viejo, Texas, for a total amount not to exceed $319,600.
Okay, thank you. Item number five is an action item. Staff is made their recommendation to award to Ferguson Services in the amount of $319,100. I'll entertain a motion for approval.
You have a motion to approve.
I'll second.
I have a first and a second. Any further discussion on item number five? None heard. Okay, yep, I got it. None heard, no further discussion. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
I hear two ayes and myself aye, and the motion passes unanimously, and the contract or the bid award is approved as recommended by staff to Ferguson Services Systems of Rancho Viejo, Texas. Thank you. All right, last item on the agenda, item number six, discussion on date and time of our next board meeting. John?
Yes, Mr. President, members of the board, you have a calendar in your packet. The first Monday in July would be July 6th.
Board members, okay with July 6th?
It's satisfactory with me.
Okay.
I'm good.
I'm good with it as well. All right, let's pencil that in for now, July 6th. Got it? Hello, John?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, you get that?
No other items.
I didn't hear. Okay, great. I just wanted to make sure that you'd heard that we're okay with July 6th. I didn't hear a confirmation from anyone.
Oh, sorry about that.
No problem. I can't see nodding or anything like that. And sometimes it's not clear. Okay, if that's good, our next meeting is July 6th. And looks like we're all good with that. That's the last item on the agenda. And at that point now, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
A second.
As a first. And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And we stand adjourned, folks. Thank you very much for your hard work, and stay safe, everyone.
Thank you.
What's for lunch?
What's for lunch? Virtual tacos.